Welcome to our daily inspiration again today. I trust that you are calling in and listening because you are wanting to grow spiritually and seeking the Lord, seeking things of the Lord, and that is a blessing. God blesses those who earnestly seek Him and seek to follow Him, to know His ways, to walk with Him. I have a passage of Scripture I want to look at today in Colossians. We may have looked at this before, but that's okay. We'll look at it again. And I like chapter 3 here. It's a beautiful passage of Scripture to consider, to meditate on. And in prior to this, in chapter 2, Paul writes to the Colossians about not coming into subjection to the basic principles of the world. Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, and also that we shouldn't let others judge us regarding food or drink or holidays and so forth, but that, and he's lifting up Christ, Jesus Christ, and he has several warnings there. And then he starts in chapter 3, he moves on and he says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. See, all these things that he writes about in chapter 2, some may try to bring us into subjection to or by, these do not bring about true holiness. True holiness and spiritual growth comes by setting our minds, that is, our thoughts and affections, on things above. That is, with Christ, to seek after that, to have our thoughts turned toward Him. And that is something that we grow in, and we do that by practice, and we grow in our strength and the grace to have our mind, our thoughts and affections set upon Christ. As we go through the day, we need to remember, we need to think about where Christ is, and is this pleasing to Him, and can we do this for His glory? What would he want for us at this moment? Would this be pleasing to Him? And to not love the world. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 2:15, he said, do not love the world or the things in the world. That the world or the things in the world. So we use the things in the world, we work with them, but we don't set our affection on them. He says, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Those are blunt words. They are very plainly written. If we love the world, the love of the Father does not abide in us. It's not in us. So our thoughts and affections need to be on things above. That is how we pursue holiness, is by thinking upon the Lord and upon His ways. In verse 17 of chapter 3 in Colossians, he ends this particular passage by saying, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. That's everything. That's whatever we do. Do in the name of the Lord Jesus. We should have the Lord in our minds and have him be our particular focus and the object of our affection. That's to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, strength, is to have him as the object of our affection, and then we will consider his word and whether it is pleasing to him, whatever we're doing. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This will bring about much praise as we go through life and we're thinking about the Lord and all that he's done for us and the way that he's worked so marvelously in our life and redeemed us and set our feet upon a solid rock and has become our refuge. It will bring forth a lot of praise and thanksgiving until we praise the Lord. We praise God. We give thanks to him through Jesus. So, again, we bring our thoughts and affections and we turn them to Jesus. And then we do that again. And we do it again. And we do it again. Until we have them firmly set upon the Lord Jesus. It is something that we do, and it is something that takes effort and time and intentionality on our part. But the Lord blesses that, and he honors those who honor him. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.